Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
It's a very key point there, Secretary Blinken. The only thing standing in the way right now is Hamas, and that's where the focus should be and should have only been the entire time that we've been watching the details unfold since October 7th. Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. We're grateful that you are here with us. Lovely, lovely afternoon here in St. Louis. If you're streaming with us somewhere on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, download it, take 97.1 FM Talk in the Annie Fry Show. Anywhere you go, somewhere on a beach, be a little jealous of that right now. We appreciate you being here. But it is nice in St. Louis, and I like to speak that out into the open because I appreciate those good days. We're going to speak with Jim Carafano at 105 about the conflict that is taking place, this potential opportunity for a ceasefire to exist, and the understanding that obviously the only thing impeding some sort of ceasefire between Israel and the people who seek to destroy and eliminate it are the people who are seeking to destroy and eliminate it, because, of course, they're the ones firing upon Israel. Israel is simply retaliating. Meanwhile, we have morons on parade all across the country showing up on college campuses and making their voice be heard and known. Here is a Columbia student named Jessica Schwab. She's Jewish, I would assume here. Is that correct? Yes.
That's my assumption.
Listen to this clip.
And like I was saying, there's security presence on campus. And in fact, they installed like a new security checkpoint outside of Butler Library. Meanwhile, when you walk into Butler Library, there's already a security desk. But again, I don't feel safe because there's so many reports, and I've talked to people who've confessed on camera that they're getting IDs from students and they're not a student, and then they just swipe in, and they even say how public safety doesn't look at the picture of the ID. They just see that it's a green light and they let you through. And so there was certainly many people on campus today. There was professional burglars who helped break into Hamilton Hall. And again, there's no response from public safety. They were truly nowhere to be found tonight.
Gosh, we are going to get caught right now, so frozen in time. Something really bad is going to end up happening, and we're going to all be facepalming going, how did we let this happen? Isn't there an opportunity at this very point in time to intercede, to protect what is American, and to look at these protests, many of these protests happening around the country, and say, this isn't your First Amendment right to protest. It's something more nefarious than that. Brad, we here in St. Louis are not unfamiliar with the idea of busing in people to cause a ruckus, to get the cameras, to get the spotlights,
yeah,
to try to make something that is at the epicenter may be a real problem that needs to be addressed. Maybe the problem isn't what it looks like on the media nationally or even globally, but there are problems that exist in communities. There are problems that exist on campuses. There are problems that exist maybe in larger areas or municipalities that do need to be addressed. But when you have the industry, the protest industry, descend upon and seize upon these types of conflicts, what do they want? And if you listen to this student there, I actually don't know that she's Jewish. It doesn't matter if she's Mm-mm. Jewish. If she was not Jewish, but you know that there are people who are entering these places without actual security measures in place. Where are these people? Why are they coming here? What interest do they have in being here? Do you say you're going to get suspended from Columbia if you don't leave? They're like, well, I don't go to Columbia, so I don't care.
Well, yeah. And like the other thing is, too, like we're talking about protesters and their ability to protest and speak their mind. And there's a cause and all of that other stuff. But whenever you talk about security guards just scanning IDs or other class students giving IDs to people who are not students, it would be so, so easy for a bad actor to just slip right in and do some sort of big, horrible thing, whether it be amongst the protesters or amongst the students that feel threatened or anything like that. It would be so easy to do that. And what are we accomplishing by creating this huge ruckus on campus? You're making the Jewish students, like I left so many clips on the cutting room floor because there's just so much about this. There were people saying, we understand that anti-Semitism is a huge concern, but that's not our aim. Like, that's fine, but understand this. You are giving cover to anti-Semites. Whenever you chant from the river to the sea, you're talking about the Jordan River
something.
To the Mediterranean Sea. It means that Israel doesn't have a right to exist. That's exactly what you're chanting.
Congratulations to you for even knowing the river and the sea.
Well, I kind of studied in that area.
Yes, Pastor. Fox News reports Columbia University has been forced to close its campus indefinitely after an anti-Israel mob broke into the academic building early Tuesday morning. In a statement hours after anti-Israel agitators stormed the iconic Hamilton Hall on the Manhattan campus and barricaded its doors, the university said it would remain closed, quote, until circumstances allow otherwise. A statement from the university also said, quote, effective immediately, access to the Morningside campus has been limited to students residing in residential buildings on campus and employees who provide essential services to campus buildings, labs, and residential student life. There is no additional access to the Morningside campus. I was a resident assistant at SIU Edwardsville. Mm-hmm. We never had anything like this. I graduated from there with my communications degree in the summer of 2006. There was never anything like this. I spent a year being an RA, and there was a set of responsibilities that you have. The one thing that we had happen when I was a resident assistant was there was a fire in the building, but it was like a microwave fire that set off all the alarms, all the sprinklers. We were on the first floor. I had two individuals in my wing who were wheelchair bound, and the exit was flooded because the right. water was coming from the sprinklers hardcore. And I remember people like freaking out because you don't know that it's a microwave fire like on the second floor that it smoked and it set off the things. You don't know that that's what happened until you're outside and they go in and assess the situation, and that's what unfolds. I had to get everybody out. We had been trained to do these types mm-hmm. of things, but there's always this understanding as a resident assistant that people are in your care. And it's not, I mean, I was a sophomore at the time. Probably half of my residents, if not more, were older than I was, but I was the one who was charged with understanding this is what this threat looks like. This is what we do in the instance of that. This is what a noise complaint looks like. This is what you do in the instance of that. This is how you write a report. This is who you call for this, that, and the other thing. There was an element of stress that came from just wearing that burden because you're the person. And then I remember that one instance of that fire alarm going off, which was really, at the end of the day, like nothing. That was really stressful. What are the people who are on the campuses right now who are hearing that people are scanning in. Like, we had a very strict security measure when, in order to get into the dormitory, there were people who sat at the front desk 24 hours a day. I was one of the people who would do that. You would make sure that they scanned in with their student ID. If they didn't have their student ID, they had to fill out a paper. If they had a guest, they had to fill out a different kind of paper. They had to be accountable to somebody specific, so on and so forth. And the consequences of letting anybody go through and not knowing who they were and they'd be in the dormitory, major problem. I used to have people who would try to, like, sneak people in. I mean, like, seriously, yeah. The stupidest yeah. things. It's like, why are you bringing that upside down trash can into the dorm in the middle of the night and it's moving? I'm going to need to look in your trash can. Funny stories. Mostly alcohol induced.
Yes.
And you're like, nope, whoop, go.
Nice try.
Go back. Who's driving? Get them out of here, whatever. It was a responsibility, though, that you had to have. And that was when you're in the Midwest at a lovely university without a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like, this stuff, I have just a peek into what some of these people who might be counting on this campus being functioning in order for them to be able to feed themselves or potentially families with massive consequences if something happens here that is nefarious. And why would you think that it wouldn't? Like, you have to train yourself. Law enforcement knows this. You have to train yourself to trust nothing, to question everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there are more questions than there are known commodities in this situation. If something bad happens on one of these campuses because somebody infiltrated one of these protests, is there an obvious place where the fault goes? Like, I don't think that you can. I mean, politically, if it was the other way around, it would 100% have fallen on Donald Trump. It would just be,
oh yeah,
it would just be a political opportunity to throw a punch at Donald Trump. Joe Biden's rhetoric on not being crystal clear, I think, has given strength to these protests to feel like, what did he say at that one? I can't remember the words. She's got a point. There, he was speaking at a podium. He was making a speech. There was a protester who stood up and was yelling something about Palestine. And he kind of, like, quieted everybody down or something. And was like, no, she's got a point. Be specific, President Biden. What point do these protesters have? What is it that the country and the world is not hearing about what these protesters are saying? And if there is something that you believe that is worthy of hearing in these protests, can the United States have the same policy and support towards Israel while these protesters have a point? I would like to know the answer to that. Because, like Brad was just saying, you cannot chant from the river to the sea and support Israel at the same time.
Nope.
It is incongruent. It does not mesh. You can't hold both thoughts at the same time. You can, as a decent human being, support a two-state solution where the people of Gaza, the innocent people in Gaza, the Palestinian people of Gaza, live in peace in Gaza, and Israel lives in peace in Israel. You can hope for that to happen and pray to whomever you pray to for that to happen, but still understand that Hamas, the leaders of the people in Gaza, will not rest until there is a one-state solution that includes no Israel. That's just the way it is. You can want it and will it to be different, but that's not going to, at the end of the day, cause it to be different. I've just been watching the Dark Knight movies,
mm-hmm,
with my older two.
Well, oh, okay.
Charlie, more so, my son. And I love the Dark Knight series. I love those Batman movies. And towards the end of the Dark Knight, the one with the Joker is suspended hanging upside down on the high rise right, uh-huh, after he gives the bomb things to both ships, where he's got the prisoners on one ship,
right,
and the innocent civilians on the other, and he's expecting one to pull the trigger first. Spoiler alert. Batman, Bruce Wayne, spoiler alert. Mom, Batman and Joker are face to face at the end of the movie, and Batman hits the Joker off the building, and the Joker goes plummeting from this high rise, and Batman does what Batman does, and he shoots some cord after him, and it just magically wraps up Joker's foot, and then he reels him back up, and the Joker says, he's like, you just can't do it. You just can't kill me. Well, of course, he's Batman. But he said, this is when an immovable object meets an unstoppable force.
Mm-hmm.
Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
How does this shake out? One will have to win out, but none is giving in. And neither side can surrender or give up. That is not something that you can expect to happen. The only thing that can take place in the Middle East to keep one side from extinguishing the other side completely is for there to be so much pressure on the aggressor that you basically get them to say, okay, I won't do it right now. That's pretty much the best hope that you can have. And as long as people understand, I mean, to what Antony Blinken said there, you want the people of Gaza to be protected, to be able to live a life worth living? You want the people of Gaza to be safe? You have to talk about Hamas. If you are using the people of Gaza to attack Israel, you are Hamas. Mm-hmm. That is what Hamas is doing. They are using the people of Gaza as human shields to take out and exact their vengeful nature on Israel. If you are not focusing your compassion or empathy for the Gazan people who are under attack right now, and maybe on the other end of an Israeli missile, if you are not focusing 100% of your ire and your dissatisfaction and your anger, if you're not focusing it on Hamas and you are putting it on Israel, you are doing the same thing that Hamas is doing. And if that offends you, if that seems grotesque to you, that I would liken you to Hamas, then at least you know that Hamas is reprehensible and disgusting and unworthy. We'll talk to Jim Carafano about it at 105, and I want to talk to him about these protests and see what angle he has on who's involved with these protests. Do you think it's the students? Do you think the Columbia students are they Colombian students? Are they Columbia students? I don't know. These are not the important questions, but these are the things that run through my mind. I'm going to ask him if he thinks, are these fully students? Are these the industry protesters? Are there any Columbia students? And then you could go around to Harvard, NYU, and all the other places around the country right now where we're seeing a lot of other states handle these in different ways, and God bless them for it. We're also going to speak with Will Chamberlain, who is the senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, about the latest in the Donald Trump case right now, New York versus Donald Trump. What has happened so far today? I think, was it a $10,000 gag order?
$9,000
gag order violation fine towards Donald Trump. I think he should solicit $9 donations to his campaign to the tune of 1,000 people and just, you know, put that towards the campaign. Because none of this would be happening if the people at the tippy-tippy top weren't interested in trying to beat Donald Trump for the presidential election in the courtroom. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to more of the top stories that we're facing today on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in St. Louis. Where are you? We'd love to see you over on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Here's a question for you, and I do think this question matters. Which political party is the coolest? Is it the Democrats, the Republicans, or third parties? And then we'd love to know in the comments, do you think it matters that voters look at a party and think, yeah, they're kind of the cool ones? I certainly do think it matters for a certain demographic voting. So come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote and let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Window World, the place to go to when you want to make sure that you're paying a fair price, a good price, I might add, for your window replacements, and you're going to have a quality window. A lifetime investment, because you get a lifetime warranty covering all parts, glass breakage, and labor. Key point distinction there. A lot of times, lifetime warranties won't cover the labor. They're going to get you there on that end of if that window ends up getting broken or falling apart or whatever. They won't. These are great windows. Window World is a go-to for people who are looking at both small jobs and big jobs, but for people who mostly are looking for people who a business that is a straight shooter, that's going to tell you about the window. They're going to let the window sell itself because it does. And when you talk to the people at Window World or the salesperson at Window World, they're not going to put you in a high-pressure situation, make you uncomfortable, try to play you off with the person, other person in the room to make the decision so that you can finally get these windows bought. Like I said, the window pretty much sells itself. A lot of St. Louis customers have trusted Window World replacement windows in their home, and I encourage you to do it as well. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800. Give them a call. Mention Annie when you do. You'll be glad you did. And get the process started today. 314-993-1800. Simply the best for less. WindowWorld.com.
What's that I smell? Can I search your car? You know where this is going. What's in that cigar? I know my rights and you do too. I want to talk to my lawyer, not you.
This is Mike Carter, founder of DidYouBlow.com and DWISTL.com. DWIs are complicated matters, and at DWISTL.com, we have 10 attorneys and paralegals working on every DWI matter.
I want my phone call.com.
So put DWISTL.com or DidYouBlow.com in your phone's contacts right now at 314-895-4040.
I just text 895-4040.
Again, go to DWISTL.com or DidYouBlow.com.
8, 9, 5, 40, 40. Mark Cox here. Join me, Annie Fry, and Mark Reardon, along with Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw of the Retirement Advisory Group for the next Protecting Your Retirement educational event. It's Thursday, May 16th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30. Seating is limited, so go online to retirementkey.com. Here's Thomas with more.
Are you close to retirement or already retired and wondering what to do with your life savings? Are you concerned about more market volatility the closer we get to the election? Would you like to know how linking to the market is smarter and safer than owning the market? Did you also know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your company retirement plan tax-free to protect your nest egg from any losses and provide more income than your current plan? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 and a half or older, you can't afford to miss this event.
Protect that retirement nest egg. Join the official financial advisors of my show, Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw, Thursday, May 16th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30. Go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Just a reminder, to have your air conditioner checked for the summer so you don't have a mishap and it goes down in the hottest day of the year, but it's always best to have it done. Call us and we'll be more than happy to come out there and check it for you. And like always, if you're having your furnace checked by another company and you are told that this is the year you need to replace it, call me for a second opinion. The 0% interest is still available on most brands. Save your cash and keep your credit cards open and away from those high rates. Call me. You'll be glad you did. Bart Inman, one easy number in Missouri and Illinois. The easiest. It is 314-293-2600. Or on the website, bartinman.com. Now that's Bart with a B, Inman with an I. God bless.
For details and a list of all station contest rules, visit www.971talk.com/rules.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show live from the Air Comfort Service Heating, Cooling, and Insulation Studio. Air Comfort Service is hiring licensed journeymen. Don't have a journeyman license? Air Comfort Service will help you get it. Get guaranteed hours year-round and more. Apply online at aircomfortservice.com.
Stevie Nicks is coming to Enterprise Center, and we have your chance to go for free. Tune into the Mark Cox Morning Show all this week. You could win tickets to experience an unforgettable night of timeless hits. This week, 5 to 9 on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. Now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I grow so tired.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
Man, there's so many words the FCC says I cannot say. That's Drew Barrymore. I can't believe that this turned into a news story that was being covered by at least Fox or whatever, and that we were watching it yesterday. We weren't watching it. We were hostages in this own studio, and we can't find the remote for that television that has Drew Barrymore on every day, and I just look over there just to look at the Fox TV, which is right behind the Drew Barrymore TV, and Drew Barrymore and Kamala Harris are giving each other bunny kisses, which is where you rub your nose together.
Oh, that's so lame.
We need you to be Mamala. Hello. Good grief. Tell the founding fathers of that. They would have put you on a boat without an orange, pushed you into the water and said, go back to Britain.
You want
a mama in your government system? Go back to the crown. They don't get it.
No.
They don't get it. What? What is Drew Barrymore need a mamala in the government for? Is Drew Barrymore suffering in the United States of America?
And those dorks in the crowd clapping and applauding along.
Holy crap.
That's indicative of the rot that is in our country right now. We need the government to take care of us. I cannot think of a more un-American, patriotic line than that. We need the government to take care of us.
Was that a shot at Joe Biden, or was that what I just immediately assume is a do not let Donald Trump win comment? I don't understand it. And I just can't stress enough how violently I would react if somebody got that close to me to say something like that. I mean, just immediately, boom, I'm going in. I'm ending that situation, and I'm running away. Tough love. I don't understand it. I am nauseated by the thought of Kamala Harris and Drew Barrymore sitting there nose to nose. And Drew Barrymore, you know, she's just like us. Drew Barrymore sitting there like eyeball to eyeball with Kamala Harris saying, you know, we really need you right now, Mamala. Oh, man, I just want to say the word so bad that I am not allowed to say on the air because it just is so disgusting to me. And Kamala Harris sitting there like, I know, I'm here. Kamala cackle insert here. Like, I don't understand why people hear that and go, that is so true. We need government. No, get the hell out of the way. What is wrong with you people?
But you know what? I think I've realized this is why they hate Donald Trump so much. So if this is how they view government, the nanny state, the, you know, whatever, they worship at the altar of government, and then they see the president as the head of the United States government, the absolute one in charge of that. So you spend all of your time describing Donald Trump as, quote unquote, literally Hitler or the embodiment of Satan or the embodiment of all evil or whatever else nonsense they come up with. And then all of a sudden they're in charge of your religion. They're in charge of your state. They're in charge of your household. They're in charge of everything that you wanted the government to be in charge of. Yeah, you're going to hate him. And yeah, you're going to be afraid of him. But it's because you're mentally broken and you think that the government is the end all and be all of taking care of you. It's like you said, Annie, just get out of the way.
In addition to all of that, there is nothing that the government, there's nothing that Kamala Harris can do for you that she doesn't have to take your money first to do for you. And she's not even taking your money. She's literally taking money from the future generations, the future Americans that haven't even been born yet, because we have a $34 trillion deficit right now. Why do these people not get this? It's like kind of haha funny to, because it's like, ooh, I definitely don't want to support that. Okay, yes, I understand that. Kamala Harris is Kamala Harris. She is a gift that keeps on giving for things that you can look at and make fun of. Same with Trump. Trump doesn't take a day off by tweeting true thing or saying something. Like I said the other, I just said this yesterday, like listening to a Donald Trump clip on the air and not watching the video, I hear a Trump impersonator. Donald Trump sounds like a Trump impersonator to me now. I can't tell the difference. These people who we elect to represent us in government are to serve us. They're not our mommies and our daddies. Mm-hmm. And the second that you give that to them, you know what your mom and dad is supposed to do? Provide you with everything that you need to be safe and secure, to be fed, to be housed, to be taken care of, to keep healthy. In the United States of America, you have a responsibility to do that for you. And the government gets to come into your back pocket every once in a while and take some for the, air quotes, greater good, like a national defense. That's a good reason for you to come into my pocket, federal government. A strong national defense that is focusing on killing bad guys. Not discovering bad guys from within, the ones who don't like to be hamstrung by pronouns. That's what the national defense is right now. I've talked to people who I know who are serving in our armed forces right now in various capacities, and they talk about how much a joke it is. The focus, recruitment is so incredibly down, and the people who they're getting, who are signing up, are not the best of the best, because the best of the best don't want any part of this crap. We are so soft. The whole country is so freaking soft right now. And it is evident and embodied in the weirdest kind of way when Drew Barrymore is sitting eyeball to eyeball with Kamala Harris going, we need a Kamala. Man, no, we do not. We need a strong America. We need the American people to be thriving. We need the American people to be unstoppable. We need the American people to show that this is the wonder of the world. We do want people to come here. We want people to want to be here because we are great. And we need to have a system that brings the best of the world to our shores so that they can be a part of what is the greatest thing in the world. And the bastardized version of what this Biden administration has been able to do with this country in 3.5 years is shocking. Imagine they get 4.5 more. It would be a great, great travesty. In the 1 o'clock hour, Jim Carafano is going to talk to us about what he sees, any connection to what's going on in the Middle East and what's taking place on our college campuses. And I'm going to ask him how many, like what percentage is your guess of the people on these universities that are actually students at these universities, and how many people are industry-driven, protest industry-driven, where they show up because this is where the next thing happens. Will Chamberlain, who is the senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, will be with us at 1:25 to talk about the latest in the Alvin Bragg non-hush money trial that Donald Trump is currently dealing with in Manhattan. So that's the 1 o'clock hour. I want you to come and vote on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Do you want to be the Mamala party? Is that the cool party right now? Drew Barrymore sure thinks it is. Which political party is the coolest? Is it the Democrats, the Republicans, or those third parties out there, the non-Dems and Republicans? You got to vote for one of those three. Come let us know who you voted for and why. Wiggins America, we come back.
The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Point Pest Control, they're online at pointpestcontrol.com. Point with an E. Make sure you add the E when you go to pointpestcontrol.com. I want you to know that these people have come to my home and eradicated all of the critters. I don't even know how many were there. And I told them they were going to tell me, like, oh, we put this here and we put that here and this will take care of these bugs that you might have. And I was like, stop telling me. Just make it so I never see a bug in my house again. Point Pest Control did that for me. I am a member of their premium service plan. They come out quarterly, so I make a quarterly payment. It's a low payment. It's totally affordable and completely worth the confidence that I have that they're not going to have those spiders in the basement like we used to have. You could tell the evidence of the spiders that existed in the basement. All of that is gone because Point Pest Control took care of business for me. And what I have for you is an opportunity to call them at 636-798-0023, 636-798-0023. Mention my name. Just tell them Annie sent you. You are going to save an extra 10% on the top of any other specials that they have going on. But you do have to mention my name when you call them and say, Annie hates spiders, I hate spiders, get rid of my spiders like you got rid of Annie's spiders. And they will come and do the trick for you, I promise. Point Pest Control, 636-798-0023, online at pointpestcontrol.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Mike Carter here. Too often we lose sight of how fortunate we are to live in Missouri. When I travel out of state on business, people say, Mike Carter, what's so special about Missouri? Well, let's start with the mighty Mississippi and Missouri rivers traversing the state. They were the superhighways of the day used by French fur trappers and traders. Later, American settlers like Daniel Boone and waves of pioneers drove their teams and wagons along the Boonslick Trail he blazed. Carter Law Offices right now, founded by me, Mike Carter, started and is on Boonslick Trail near where those intrepid settlers crossed the Missouri to harness the land. Rich soils and generations of farm families like my own grandparents made Missouri the breadbasket of America,
Drive a few minutes outside our cities and towns, and you'll find yourself passing miles and miles of undulating wheat and corn, farms and ranches that feed our nation. I'm Mike Carter, and I'm proud to live and work in the Show Me State, a place God blessed just a little bit more. Go to MikeCarter.com to see more about our great state of Missouri.
Mortgage rates have finally dropped. That's right. Golden Oak has 5.375% fixed rates available right now. Our average cash-out customer saves over $1,000 a month. Call today and take advantage of our 5.375 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.934 APR. FHA 15-year 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you're trying to sell your home, there's only one group of agents in town I trust. Mark and Neil Gelman of eXp Realty. My friends Mark and Neil have the best system, options, and strategies to connect you to the best qualified buyers, getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. Check out thegelmanteam.com.
The Annie Fry Show is giving away Cardinals tickets all week. Today, we're going to give those away in the 2 o'clock hour for the May 8th game against the Mets. Also, the poll of the day, which political party is the coolest? Democrats? Yeah. No, you just wooed for Democrats, though. Democrats?
You read it wrong.
Republicans?
That's not true.
Or third party? Now there's no woos. This is like, I thought this was Total Requests Live, and I'm not getting a lot of woos. I'm Carson Daly. It's 12:45. This time check is sponsored by That's Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
The Patriot Training Foundation trains law enforcement and military at the region's top facility free of charge. Kim Sainange here. We're raising awareness for the Patriot Training Foundation's mission to serve those who serve our nation. Visit 971talk.com/care to learn more.
Well, I got a woman.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Oh, yeah. I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
It is all I need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Man, And that's right at the good part.
I know. I'm like, give it. Oh, yeah. Man.
And Wiggins, the non.
Oh, Wiggins America.
Kanye version.
Yeah. The original.
The good version.
All right. This is food news, you guys. So if you're in a bad mood, this will make you in a good mood because food news is fun.
I think that that was really self-reflective. I think that we know what makes you be in a good mood.
Yeah. A good box of chicken nuggets and I'm all right.
So have you ever, when you've ordered chicken at a fast food restaurant, have you ever asked about the kind of chicken used in the chicken you're about to order?
No.
Have you?
Like if it's all white meat or if it's, yeah.
I do all the time.
Really?
We were in Belleville at a, maybe a Wendy's after a track meet. And I was going to get a chicken sandwich. And so, guys, you know what this is like. Your wife is sitting in the passenger seat and is like, ask them.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Ask him what kind of chicken it is. And my husband looks at me like, what? I go, ask him if it's whole white chicken breast. Because it's a chicken sandwich. Nuggets?
Uh-huh.
Forget about it. I mean, if you've got like real chicken in your chicken nuggets, you are advertising that. If it's not advertised,
true.
That is chicken feet.
Well, that's also true.
But a chicken sandwich with a big piece of chicken on it, it could be processed. It could be a chicken breast. I want to know because I'm not eating it if it's processed.
I don't know how that story turned out, but I'm going to guess that person had no idea.
I say to my husband, ask him if it's a whole white meat chicken breast. So my husband repeats what I said. She goes, I don't know.
I was going to say, there's exactly. No way they're going to know.
Exactly.
She laughed at us and then like went away. And so we drove away. We went to Freddy's or something.
And you didn't eat there, though.
No.
Okay.
No. And it wasn't because of the chicken. It was because she left. She was gone for like 2 minutes. I don't know where she went.
Maybe she went back to the cooler to see if she could see
she
on the box.
She was calling corporate.
No, I don't think that was
no.
It. I think she laughed at us for that question and thought, why would I know that? And then she was done with us. And so we just went across the street.
Went in the back, made a TikTok video.
The second that I have gauged that in any way, shape, or form, whether intended, hopefully not, or not at all, if you have offended the person who's making your food at a fast food restaurant, abort mission.
Yeah, agree.
Go away.
Any restaurant.
Yes, but especially fast food.
Yeah.
Just go elsewhere. Anyway.
Well, it reminds me of a time, and I don't remember what the menu item was, but I was at a bowling alley with a friend of mine.
Vicky knows. Wendy's is a full breast. Thank you, Vicky.
Well, then why, Vicky?
Where were you Saturday?
Yeah, where were you?
When I was at the track meet.
She said, I went back to the cooler to check, and you called me rude.
Roughly 2006,
that
I'm at
you,
a
Vicky?
Bowling alley with a friend of mine. And this is when these questions weren't even big at the time. He goes, hey, can you ask that guy if this sandwich is non-GMO at a bowling alley? Like, come on. And he was dead serious.
We're not even sure if this sandwich is meat.
Yeah.
This is a bowling alley.
You'd be lucky if that's not rubber. All right. I'm changing my first story in light of your story about chicken. Restaurant is now offering a tempting hot wing challenge, but requires a waiver for possible loss of life.
Okay.
A restaurant
good
is
to give you the heads up.
Offering hot wing challenges and makes daring competitors sign a waiver before they even begin in case of injury, basically, if participants can polish off all 15 wings in 10 minutes and then endure a 5-minute burn time wait off. Upon completion, they get their meal for free and their name added to the Hall of Fame in the restaurant.
What a scam!
Nope.
What a scam! If you eat 15 wings and you wait 3 minutes in your burn off, you gotta pay for that freaking meal.
Yep.
And you don't get your name on the board. Ooh, this is so geared towards men.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I gotta have my name on the board, man. Like I don't. Is there? I guess there are women who do this stuff.
I have no idea.
I'd like to see the board. See if there's any Sallys up there. Probably not.
And no Nancys either. Brad, do you know what kind?
They're all Karens.
They just waited it out. They were just determined.
What kind of what?
What kind of sauce is being used at this restaurant?
Oh, man. Is it like a Carolina Reaper? Or
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You got it. It's
no
Carolina Reaper. And I've never had Carolina Reaper. There's one that's hotter now called Pepper X.
Yeah.
And this will never stop because they just keep crossbreeding these things, and it will just keep going up. But I've never even tried anything close to this.
I found, like, I went to this place when we were down in St. Augustine's called Pepper Palace, and they have all the different hot sauces out there from like mild all the way up to hot. And I was like, I'll just try it. And they got a little spoon, so I put it on there. And when you get up to like some of the hottest stuff, it stops being any flavor, stops being
it's
any
just
heat.
Hot.
No, it's not even that. It's just bitter.
Oh.
And it's awful. It's not good. It's not flavorful. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's just so bitter.
I can't even try the high-end stuff at Buffalo Wild. I mean, I get to about Asian Zing or Caribbean Jerk.
I get to mild.
That's about it. No. Are you a hot sauce person?
I exited this conversation about 45 seconds.
Well, we're having a good time, but I wanted to bring you back in.
I think that your conversation is more relevant to listeners. It's just not me, so that's why I didn't interrupt.
So you're not a hot sauce person?
I like hot sauce.
Do you ever challenge yourself to go a little higher?
No, my man card is secure.
It's pulled? All right, fine. Then we'll go on to my...
By the way, Karens, I was just talking about asking the Wendy's drive-thru lady if it was white chicken breast.
Yeah, right,
and then I left when she wouldn't answer me. I'm one of you.
Yeah, exactly. The next story, the one I was going to lead with, unbelievable. Philadelphia's got a new trend.
Brie.
Well, sort of. It's a late-night hangout that is basically just a cheese vending machine. I don't know why it's popular,
dude,
but it is.
Cheese from a vending machine. That's a risk.
Yeah.
It's an enterprising. I was going to say entrepreneurizing, which is not a word. Philadelphia Dairy decided to open a cheese vending machine that you can also get some other things at, cream cheese and, list? It was basically charcuterie. You can get charcuterie stuff at this vending machine.
Cheese vending machine.
And it is incredibly popular. My question for you guys is, how far would you go with a vending machine? Like, is this too far?
Yes.
Because I love this stuff.
Cheese is something that, like, you either eat at a fancy restaurant, you know, like that, or you eat in shame at home at midnight.
Wow. I was hoping there's a third option.
Yeah, you could eat string cheese for lunch.
You also put it on a hot dog.
Okay.
Not supposed to.
This is the wave of the future, though. I'm going to predict it right now that within 10 years, we're going to see vending machines for all kinds of restaurants with the price of minimum wage. I mean, California's going to lead the nation. It's just not going to be in wages.
Yeah, I didn't want that chicken breast sandwich from that Wendy's drive-thru, but please give me a vending machine.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. You're going to love
it.
Can last 6 months in there.
What if they give you full, whole white meat chicken breast out of that vending machine?
I just want it to be real chicken. Is that too much to ask? I'll pay for it.
As long as the vending machine can answer that question for her. Is this
probably
all white?
Will.
Yes.
Whatever you need it to be.
Let me go in the back for a minute. 2 minutes later, robot comes back. I think so.
That robot's name is Wendy. Just like that.
The headline's a little misleading here. It says, say goodbye to Ruby Tuesdays and Chili's. They're not actually going anywhere, but they're maybe not as popular as they used to be because these are the hot new restaurants at the mall. I'm going to give you a list here.
Who goes to the mall?
They still have those.
I love the mall food court. I feel like a king when I walk through there because I could eat
the only one.
It's
like all the poppers. They eat at the restaurants with the tables outside that are by themselves. No, I eat where all the restaurants are alone.
I want all the restaurants to come to me, and I want to get an O'Charley's fries, and I want to get a Sarku rice dish. You know, I want to eat all of these things at the same time. These restaurants are called Lazy Dog, Gen Korean Barbecue, Postino Wine Cafe, and Kura Revolving Sushi Bar. Have you ever heard of any of these? Apparently, they are the hot new restaurants at malls nationwide.
Probably not nationwide. Probably just on the East Coast.
It's probably just wherever the writer is
writing.
Maybe
in Southern California. What's the article from?
Exactly. Let's see. It is from Finance Yahoo. So apparently,
but
they're
Finance
making some...
Yahoo. It should say Finance Yahoo is an aggregate. Does it say at the top?
No, actually, Finance Yahoo wrote this one. So it came from them. It doesn't say... No, it's from them. So I don't know exactly where they're located, but apparently near them. They're looking at financials and saying these guys are doing pretty good, so maybe coming to a mall near you.
Sbarro's going to do just fine.
Man, you just made me sad. Because Sbarro's gone from my mall. And every time I see
it... So is everything else and the people.
It's true.
That's why Sbarro's good.
Last one is, do you tip more now? Because tipflation is a new word, new trend that is eating up more from our wallets every year.
New.
Do you tip more than you did pre-2020?
I think I saw a meme that said, I'm no longer tipping if I'm standing up when I'm getting my food.
That's a good method.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you tip more, do you think, than you did in 2019?
Probably because I have more money than I had when I was in 2019. But I would say I just tip based on rewarding good service only. Mm-hmm. And I don't have shame. I when I get my scooters every day, I tip 20% mm-hmm. every day. That is an expensive cup of coffee, but they're great people. Mm-hmm. And I love the coffee and I love them. I don't tip if I go to the other place.
That's fair. It says the average person is tipping about $450 a year now.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.